His big hands were clenched. One saw now the fire of his eyes under the shadow of his brows. He was trying to get his breath. His eyes went from the woman he had trusted to the friend he had trusted, and then back to the woman. By this time, and for the moment, all three half understood one another. Yet none dared say a word to ease the pent-up things that choked them. It was the husband's voice that broke the silence at last. "You wanted to see me?" he said to Rout. Rout started as he spoke. "I came to see you," he said, resolved to lie to the last. "Yes," said Horrocks. "You promised," said Rout, "to show me some fine effects of moonlight and smoke." "I promised to show you some fine effects of moonlight and smoke," repeated Horrocks in a colourless voice. "And I thought I might catch you tonight before you went down to the works," proceeded Rout, "and come with you." There was another pause. Did the man mean to take the thing coolly? Did he, after all, know? How long had he been in the room? Yet even at the moment when they heard the door, their attitudes. Horrocks glanced at the profile of the woman, shadowy pallid in the half-light. Then he glanced at Rout and seemed to recover.